Chapter 41. Location, Tyrone's Place. Stopping by to see Tyrone the Cyclone was very unnerving for Nimbus, since his past connection with him wasn't exactly fun. However, it was time to suck it up and delete all the bad spinning experiences from his past. He was different, and his experience would be different. When Taz and Nimbus arrived, Tyrone was working on a new spin move. The two of them had to be very strong to withstand the centrifugal force sucking them into Tyrone's space. Taz was able to send in an electrical charge to get him to slow, stop, and take notice. The cyclone shook off his buildup, settled, and focused.
"Hey, it's the Taz, the devil himself," Tyrone said, and then saw Nimbus. "And what? No."
"Yeah, you twisted twister, that's right. I brought my cuz," Taz said.
They bounced into each other as if sharing a fist bump.
"Nitro, is that really you?" Tyrone asked with a chuckle. "You're looking a bit exulting. Praise be! How am I so blessed to be in your presence?"
"Hey, Tyrone," Nimbus could only say. He couldn't believe how filled out and powerful Tyrone looked, compared to the last time he saw him at Blowhard's, all lanky and wiry.
"Hey, he's spending hurricane season with me," Taz said, "and he needs a refresher course on spinning. You busy?"
"Taz, have you crossed over to the other side?"
"Are there sides, Twister?" "He's family, only one side, and he's traveling with me. Besides, Nitro is quite capable of speaking for himself."
"Since when?"
"Since now," Nimbus said, getting irritated and trying to build. "I am doing the hurricane season with Taz because I need to expand my awareness of the human being and how they deal with the cause and effect of destruction."
Tyrone stared at Nimbus, then laughed, shaking his head. "He's still so damn cute."
"Yeah, I kind of like him," Taz said.
"So do you have some time?"
Taz backed away since all three were expanding into each other's space, like athletes comparing muscles.
"Sure," Tyrone bobbed, like the old sly Tyrone. "I'll give him a spinner refresher."
Suddenly, Nimbus was unable to conceal his fear, seeing that Tyrone was twice the size he'd been at Blowhard's. As panic set in, he started to pop and glow. He looked at Taz with his wide eyes, magnified through his blue glasses. Taz smiled.
"Now you go easy on my cuz, because you and I have some business to discuss."
"Oh yeah, what's that?"
Tyrone asked, motioning Nimbus where to hover.
"You look like you could use a little humidity," Taz said. "How about you come and twist and shout with the rest of us? You can still be a cyclone, just a tropical one."
"Huh. Well, maybe I could take a little time off to spend it with my good buddy, the Nitro."
Tyrone let out his breath and reduced down to Nimbus's full-blown size.
"I promise I'll be gentle the first time."
Nimbus took off his glasses and handed them to Taz.
Well, that would be really important, Tyrone, because I don't want to be scattered too far. I need to focus on my future."
"Okay, so noted,"
Tyrone said and motioned Taz to move away.
"It will just take a few spins and it'll all come back to you. You learn quick, as I remember, and you earned your name faster than any of us."
Tyrone grabbed Nimbus and added, "So relax and enjoy the ride." He gave him a sharp jerk and then stopped him abruptly. Nimbus was rattled and disoriented.
"I forgot. You like to go in the opposite direction, right?"
Tyrone didn't wait for a response and whipped Nimbus around hard to the left. Nimbus didn't have time to think if he was doing it right, going in the right direction, having the right speed, or even finding the right focal point. Nothing was computing but sheer rapid movement coming deep from within. Suddenly, he was aware of his spin, and then he was remembering everything. He grew fast and furious, and Tyrone had to dart out of the way as Nimbus intensified into a powerhouse.
He shot straight up. His spin was in complete control because he was remembering the focal point lesson and imagining Ricky's belt buckle. Suddenly, he felt fantastic, powerful, and confident. He was the Nitro, and he was back. Without warning, he felt a crushing pressure. Taz and Tyrone were surrounding him and squeezing him to slow his spin, like applying the brakes to a car.
"Holy Archangels," Tyrone yelled. "The Nitro is back and mightier than ever."
"I told you it wouldn't take him long," Taz said. "How do you feel, Nitro?"
"Awesome!" The Tasmanian Devil, Nitro Nimbus, and Tyrone, the soon-to-be Tyrone the Tropical Cyclone, spun away in pursuit of the rest of the hurricane force for a blockbuster season.